Pull up the sectional for a second. Not literally, you're probably driving or walking the dog, but picture it in your head. There's a big blue circle stamped over Chicago. Solid blue rings, stacked like an upside-down wedding cake. That's O'Hare's Class Bravo. Everybody knows to stay out of that unless they've been cleared in. But there's a second circle. Thinner. Fainter. A magenta line. Dashed, drawn 30 nautical miles out from the center of that airport. Most students look right past it. And that faint magenta ring has ended more than a few check rides and written up more than a few pilots who honestly did not know it was there. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern. Today we're going to talk about the Mode C veil. What it is, where it hides, and why it matters a whole lot this week, when half the general aviation fleet in North America is pointed at a little field in Wisconsin. Let's walk through this together. Before we get deep into it, quick shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial? They've got you covered. Great way to mark the milestones that matter, and honestly a great gift for the student in your life who just needs a little proof that the hard part was worth it. AviationSoul.com. Okay, the Mode C veil. Here's the plain language version around the busiest airports in the country, the ones that anchor a Class Bravo. There's a ring of airspace 30 nautical miles across in radius. And inside that ring, from the surface all the way up to 10,000 feet, your airplane has to have an operating transponder with altitude reporting. That's Mode C. That's what the veil is. It's a transponder requirement, not a clearance requirement. That distinction is everything, so let me say it a different way. The Class Bravo itself, the blue rings, you cannot enter without a specific clearance. You have to hear the words. Cleared into the Bravo, until you hear them, you stay out. The Mode C veil is different. You are allowed to fly through the veil all day long without ever talking to anybody, as long as you stay under the shelf of the Bravo and out of the blue rings. But the whole time you're inside that 30-mile ring, your transponder has to be on, and it has to be reporting your altitude. So the veil is a piece of airspace where the rule is not, "May I come in?" The rule is you will be visible. Center and approach need to see you and your altitude on the scope, even if you never say a word, because you're close enough to the big airport that a surprise return with no altitude data is a problem. The regulation, if you want to write it on your kneeboard, is 91.2.15, Transponder and Altitude Reporting Equipment Requirements. And these days, right alongside it, 91.2.25, which is the ADS-B out rule. Because here's the thing a lot of pilots trained before 2020 still haven't fully absorbed. Everywhere you need a Mode C transponder, you now also need ADS-B out. The two requirements travel together. Same airspace, same shelf, same 30-mile ring. If you're required to squawk Mode C, you're required to be transmitting ADS-B. They drew those maps to match on purpose. Now, why are we talking about this in the last full week of July, when Oshkosh is roaring, because of geography? If you are flying to AirVenture from anywhere south, southeast, or southwest, from Indiana, from downstate Illinois, from Missouri, from Kentucky, from the whole middle of the country, your Great Circle line to Oshkosh runs right past Chicago, and Chicago, between O'Hare and Midway, throws a lot of airspace into your path. O'Hare's Mode C veil is a 30-mile magenta ring that reaches out over the suburbs, over the lakefront, out into the territory a lot of us use to sneak around the west side of the Bravo. Here's the scenario. It's a beautiful VFR morning. You've got the airplane loaded, camping gear in the back. You briefed the AirVenture NOTAM last night. You're feeling good. You launch. You climb up to 5,500 to stay comfortably under the Chicago Bravo shelf, and you point the nose northwest, threading between O'Hare and the lake. You're legal. You're under the shelf. You're not in the blue. But somewhere back on the ramp, you never confirmed your transponder was actually reporting altitude. Maybe the encoder quietly died last week. Maybe on your last flight, a controller said radar contact lost, verified transponder, and you meant to get it looked at and forgot. Now you're 30 miles from O'Hare, deep in the veil, painting a primary target with no altitude, and you are in violation of 91.215, whether anybody calls you on it or not. That is the trap. The veil doesn't announce itself, there's no controller gatekeeping it. You can bust it in complete silence. So let's talk about how you actually stay clean. Practical stuff, things you can do on your next flight. First, confirm the transponder is alive before you ever need it. On your run-up, you can ask the tower or ground if you're at a towered field for a transponder check, or you'll get it naturally when approach calls radar contact and reads back your altitude. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. When a controller says radar contact and then says altitude readout appears accurate or reads your altitude back to you, that is not just chatter. That is the system confirming your Mode C and your ADS-B are doing their job. Listen for it. Treat it as a checklist item, not background noise. Second, know where the veils are before you launch, not while you're staring at the panel at 110 knots. Pull the sectional or pull up your electronic chart and trace your route. Anywhere your magenta pencil line crosses a 30-mile ring around a Bravo, flag it. Chicago, if you're coming a different way, maybe Minneapolis, maybe Detroit, each of those big airports sits inside its own Mode C veil, and your job is to know before wheels up which ones you'll clip. Third, and this is the one that saves you. When in doubt, just call approach. You don't have to be in the veil talking to anybody, but flight following through busy airspace near a Bravo is close to free insurance. You get a discreet squawk code, you get radar eyes on you, and if your transponder is having a bad day, the controller will tell you right now, while you can still do something about it, instead of you finding out weeks later in a letter. Let me connect this to your check ride for a second, because this shows up. The Airman Certification Standards, the ACS, has an entire task on airspace. Class Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Golf, special use airspace, and yes, the equipment requirements that go with each one. The examiner is looking for you to do more than color the airspace on the chart. They want to hear you connect the airspace to the rules that live inside it. If you can point at that dashed magenta ring around a Bravo and say, "That's the Mode C, veil, 30-mile radius, surface to 10,000. I need Mode C and ADS-B out anywhere inside it, even if I'm underneath the shelf." You have just shown that examiner you understand airspace the way a pilot in command has to understand it, not as a coloring book. As a set of requirements you carry with you into every flight. And here's the honest part. This stuff is hard. Airspace is one of the genuinely confusing corners of your training. Because it's three-dimensional, the rules stack differently in different layers, and half of it is invisible. You cannot see a Mode C veil out the windshield. Nobody blames you for finding it slippery. I remember drawing those upside-down wedding cakes over and over on scratch paper, trying to make the altitude stick. Give yourself some grace, but learn it. Because this is exactly the kind of knowledge that keeps a good VFR cross-country from turning into a phone call with the Flight Standards District Office. Let me give you one more layer, because it comes up and it trips people. The Mode C veil is 30 miles. But there's another number that lives near the Bravo, and it's easy to jam them together. Above 10,000 feet means sea level, over most of the country. You also need a transponder, but that's a different rule with different geography. And around a Bravo, there are speed limits too. Underneath the lateral shelf of a Class Bravo, and in the VFR corridors near it, you're held to 200 knots. Inside a Class Charlie or Delta, or within 4 miles of one below 2,500 feet, same 200 knots. Different rule, different reason, but it lives in the same neighborhood, so pilots blur it together, keep them separate in your head. The veil is about being seen. The speed limit is about not overrunning slower traffic in congested airspace. Two different problems, two different rules, both hanging around the same big airport. Now bring it all the way home to Oshkosh. When you finally break free of the Chicago airspace and you're up in Wisconsin and you tune in for the Fisk arrival, you're going to shut a lot of things off and turn one specific thing on. The AirVenture NOTAM will tell you exactly how they want your transponder set for the arrival. Read it, do what it says. The point is, this transponder in your panel, the little box you maybe never think about, is doing quiet, critical work from the moment you leave home base, through the veils, all the way to the moment you're rocking your wings over the railroad tracks. It is one of the least glamorous instruments you own, and one of the most important. So here's your takeaway for the next flight. Before you launch, put your finger on the transponder and ask three questions. Is it on? Is it reporting my altitude? And does my route cross any 30-mile ring where the answer to those first two questions had better be yes? Do that every time and the Mode C veil stops being a trap and becomes just another thing you handle quietly and correctly, like a pilot. Everything today comes straight out of the Federal Aviation Administration regulations 91215 and 91225 and the Airman Certification Standards, and it's all sitting right there on your sectional if you know what that dashed magenta line is trying to tell you. You can find more at radiohangar.com. If you're flying to the show this week, brief it, squawk it, and fly it clean. I'm Pattern. Keep the blue side up, and I'll see you in the pattern.